streets, the hustlers and drug dealers. If you question who we be, just tell them that God with us.
We gon' take it up. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in.
Music blasting for the black sheep, yeah, serious. They like how you build and still breaking all their barriers.
Tell them, turn me up. DJ Focus Dice Gamble, this one for the hustlers.
This one for the CEOs that used to be the customers. Knew it was gonna be big when winning season seemed impossible. Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner. And it's all for the kingdom.
And we gon' make sure they know it.
Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner. And it's all for the kingdom.
And we gon' make sure they know it.
We gon' take it there. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in. DJ Focus, tell him turn you up. DJ Focus, tell him turn you up.
Yes, sir. Turn your reels all the way back up. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
It's your girl Dice Gamble in the building. Checking in as well. Happy Thirsting for the Lord and His Righteousness Thursday. Thursday's the new Friday. So it's kind of the weekend, sort of.
It's all the way lit. That's what it is.
Okay. All the way lit. I love
all the way lit. I love Thursdays. Oh, I love Thursdays.
Thursday.
Yes.
Thursday. I know.
Thirsting for the Lord.
Thirsting and His righteousness.
Yeah. This is a good day, though. When I tell you, you know, if you can make it to Thursday, thank y'all for waking up with us
early
into morning, listening to us every morning. We pray that we are a blessing to y'all. But listen, you made it to Thursday. You got one more day. You're going to get it to Friday tomorrow. You get a little change in your pocket. I need y'all to go ahead and show the love of Christ tomorrow now. Go on and bless somebody. Go on and show the love of Christ. You ain't saying you love nobody if you ain't giving up them coins. You know, everybody guard them coins. That's what you really love. You know, you try to hold on to them coins. Just bless somebody. A cup of coffee, a cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? Buy them some sugar-free orange juice. Some sugar-free orange juice. You know, so they got that out here. Yeah, the sugar-free orange juice. Yeah.
Everybody just got all that sugar. You hear me? All the diabetic spreads. Like, no. You drink that OJ and get you a cola and a peppermint. Shoot that right on up. So, yeah. OJ's
just
fire.
Just do something nice for the people. And let's continue to take evangelism to the next level. I promise you, don't take it for granted. Those little moments, those are evangelist moments. Because somebody might have had a bad day that day or just wonder, wow, why are you bringing bagels and coffee and tea?
People like surprises, though.
Especially
if you're in an office. If you're in any kind of office or your job and, you see that box, a couple boxes sitting on the table. Yeah, heads turn. Uh-huh. Yeah, don't have a little coffee in the box either because, people want to know, like, what happened? What we celebrating?
Who is this for?
I'll be real.
And I love how you said it, Dice. People like surprises. No. People like free stuff.
Well, that too. Yeah. It doesn't even matter what the event was. It was just like, wow, okay, yeah. I'm celebrating whatever that is, too. Like, thank you for donuts. I'm out of here. Ooh. Yeah, no. Mm-mm. Hook somebody up. Life focus. He just said, spend some money on somebody today. I like that.
Spend some coins on somebody. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Listen. Come on and wake up and have you a word of prayer with your Lord and Savior, please. Come on now. It's 2024, y'all. We need everyone to take their prayer life to a new level. You keep talking about you can't get there. Listen, do you have your Lord and Maker involved in the situation? Are you talking to him on the regular? Do he already know? He already know. But sometimes, he just waits for you to say it so he can release it. So, again, we need to take our prayer life to a new level, new year, new devils. It is real. And we got to go talk about that pretty soon, too, as well. We always have a good time talking about that new levels, new devils conversation. Listen, we thank y'all for waking up with us. Listen, we're going to a break. We coming right back with more. Keep it locked. You're tuning to The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
That's that city of God. Shouts out to Clifford Gray. Woo-wee. We went to the Kingdom Awards last year. Forgive me. It was all the way lit. He got on that stage, Dice, and I promise you, everybody in New York was like, this our peoples. Like, it was a whole movement. Shouts out to him for, I think he upped to a lot of streams. I don't even know how many he was. I know he was, he He was close to a million last time I seen it. I think the song was doing some big numbers on YouTube.
Good grief.
So shouts out to Clifford Gray, City of God. If you have not already downloaded that thing, get that thing in your spirit. And shouts out to Clifford Gray. I know you're probably working on new music. I know you're probably listening, bro. We are anticipating 2024, you going to a new level. He's already, got his ministry down there. He's a pastor.
Yep.
And he's well involved in the community. Shouts out to the pastors that actually lead the four walls of the church and actually walk around and know what's going on in your city, in your community. Now, I just, some don't even lead. I mean, they too cute, Dice. They can't, they can't fathom just putting on a hoodie and some J's and just walking through the strip and asking the community what's going on. You know what I'm saying? How can I help? How can I be of service? How can I get you to come to service on Sunday?
Well,
what classes do you need for us to have to teach you some life classes to better you? Like, I just come from that era where the pastor actually was involved with the community. Like, I remember riding around in the church van and we hopping out and passing out tracts. We did it 2-3 times a week, especially in the summertime. Oh my goodness. And that thing was so hot. That's back when we ain't had no AC. Shouts out to everybody that survived these rough years without AC. And you got 20 people in a church van and y'all all on each other lap. And we still went out there and did God's work. And I didn't even understand what we was doing. I had an attitude, but I just know, I wish I would have told my mama I wasn't going. I wish I would have fixed my lips to say I don't want to go. Smoke in the city.
Oh, my goodness. Smoke in the city ain't the word. Like, ooh, Lord. You definitely had to serve where I'm from. Like, our church, you were out and about. And sometimes you was out all night. I can't count how many times I fell asleep in the back of a van, on the back of a bus, just in somebody's car, like late nights, ministering out and about. So I loved it though, especially the tracks. I liked them because they had different colors on the front. So, I mean, I love what they said, but anywho, let me get out of here. You know what today is?
Listen, this show today is going to be amazing. You got a real talk topic for them today, don't you?
Man, I don't even know if they're ready, to be honest with you.
They better be ready. They better get ready.
It's been a tough week for you guys, but thank you for following along with us. We just had some heavy words on our heart, but some fun stuff for the top of the year. And for those of you who've been following along, we're going to talk about feeding our faith today. So, how do you feed your faith? Are you feeding your faith? What does that look like? What does your faith like to eat? So we're going to discuss it all. And I think this is going to be a good one. I say it all the time, but this is going to be a really, really good one. I think everybody wants their faith to grow this year. And so, we need to know how to do that. What does that look like? So it's going to be good.
Yeah, it looked like work. It looked like work.
It's like work.
I hope y'all get ready because it's going to take. No, it's going to take work. To feed your faith is work. Yeah, what Zante say? Hard work, God first. It's going to take that. So shouts out to y'all. And when I tell y'all, we're going to have a super talented pastor. He is an artist, a musician. He do a little bit of everything. He do some videography. And he just super talented. And listen, he ain't in no box. Like, he don't just make your traditional praise and worship music. He makes that. He makes hip-hop. He even make a little like Afrobeats reggae type
is making all
Christian R&B. My brother will be joining us today, Pastor Jelani Oswald. He will be joining us today to talk about everything dope he got going on, all his new music, everything. We're gonna have a hip hop conversation. So you want to keep it locked for this spiritual detox because he live in the studio. So that thing gonna be amazing. So. Keep it locked. So keep it locked. Of course, y'all know Dice got that news in 90. When I tell you that quick fix, shouts out to Dice Gamble. Dice Gamble is going for a lead role in some movie. It's a producer. It is somebody that. Out there that need to call Dice right now and get her in your production. Yeah. So shouts out to you. You have been doing a great job with that quick fix. And we're going to get you
Let's
there.
Go.
I promise you. I'll
be ready by the time we get there. Okay.
All the way up. This year is a problem. Shouts out to everybody who love us, and shouts out to all the haters. Either way, it don't matter which side you on. We gonna keep pushing. So we love y'all. But shouts out to that quick fix. Of course, Justin Adams has been doing as well an amazing job with this Faith and Sports Report. When I tell you, We got one of the coldest in the game helping us do the play-by-plays, also doing the inspirational quotes from the different athletes, coaches, a little bit of everybody. So, shouts out to Justin Adams. So, yeah, y'all already see what it is. 4 hours of entertainment, laughter, real talk conversation. Of course, these exclusive spiritual detox interviews and much, much more. Yes, sir. Shouts out to Friday when it comes to you. Shouts out to all the marriages out there, putting that spice back in their life. We got Valentine's Day about a couple weeks away. And I pray that all the kingdom marriages are getting ready to, if y'all wasn't doing nothing, or y'all been so busy, please make y'all some time and go somewhere, lay in a cabin or lay in the basement with each other and just look each other in the eyes and just say how much y'all love each other and just, touch and agree. Lord have mercy. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Let it all happen. You know what I'm saying? I think we need to get back to that.
Okay.
Don't get so comfortable with your spouse that you think it's just over and, she all right or he all right. No. He ain't all right. She ain't all right. No. Make sure they all right. No. Make sure they all right. Yeah.
Make
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Make sure they all right. I talk to my wife. Lord, you good? Listen, we got this thing. But we don't leave the house until we say we good. You good?
That's cute.
Yeah. We got time. I got time today. Absolutely. I got time today. I got no, because I don't need no little Thundercat in here when I come home. Yeah, it better not be no little Thundercat in here. Because y'all know how y'all do that. In another life, that's y'all go funny. Get some a little younger, something a little younger, what I'm saying? You already had the seasoned vet, so now you got to go get a little something a little younger, what I'm saying?
Not in this world. The devil is lying. No.
Yeah, but a lot of marriages are crumbling because of that, because I don't know, y'all done got so comfortable, y'all don't even want to make love and have sex no more, like y'all dead. Like,
I don't know, maybe they don't, which is weird if they don't, but hope they do. I don't know, man, God is rekindling some stuff. I think people are building their faith in each other again, or these millennials have scared the life out of them, so they're like, no. Old love is good love. If you got an old relationship, congratulations. If you've been together for like over 20 years. Yep.
I'm about to say 10 nowadays, Dice. These young millennials, if you can get to 5 with them, they can't even just sit down for a minute. I said, can you just see if it will work? I mean, you got to sit down for a couple of holidays and see if you like
a couple
the family
of holidays.
And them. And yeah, you can't. I don't understand these people getting married so quick. Ain't no way. And I got to know who I am getting married to. Like, yeah, I need to see your siblings, your parents, if they all still living, and see if I'm going to like that crazy auntie you got. I might not like her. She might get on my nerves. I don't want to sit down on Thanksgiving and she getting on my nerves and I got to just be there because I'm with you. No, I'd rather tell you off top. No, this ain't going to work. This ain't going to work. And it might be the same thing for you, because I know I got some knuckleheads in my family. Lord have mercy. You done came around and, you like, your uncle really that raunchy? Yes. I tried to give you a warning before we pulled up in here. I told you where to sit. Sit here. This is the crowd that you might want to be in. Now, when you move out of this circle and go to another circle, don't say I didn't tell you.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get what you want. Okay. They ain't no whole bars. I question some of their salvation. I question some of them. I don't know if you're saved for real or not.
I know. Ooh,
thank y'all for tuning into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. Thank y'all for waking up another day with us. And when I tell you, Dice, what day is it?
It's National Irish Cream Coffee Day. So for all you coffee lovers, those little Irish creams you pop in your coffee, today's your day. Okay, so if you had French vanilla yesterday or hazelnut the day before, today is National Irish Coffee Day. Pick the Irish one in your coffee today. So every January 25th is this day. And 1942, man, 1942 is where this thing became a vibe at restaurants. Chef Joe Sheridan actually would give him coffee with the whipped cream, and sometimes he obviously put the whiskey in it, but yeah. I know, y'all.
It's amazing, yeah. Too. It's amazing,
beyond delicious. And it's crazy because it's Irish cows, and basically everything is from Ireland. So that's why they say people love the Irish creamer, is because it's just delicious. I don't know.
Shouts out to, I know this little coffee spot. It's not Starbucks, but
it's
a little coffee spot I go to. They do the Irish cream latte espresso. And it's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. It got the nice little sexy That's cup, cute. White cup. No, yeah, no, deal. It's the real deal. This, when you go in there, yeah, you can't get one of these to go. You got to sit there and actually enjoy it in the place. Oh, yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's really nice. They give it to you on a little tray, big white cup, foam and stuff on top. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. So, I'm a huge, I like too. Irish cream. Though that one and hazelnut will be my favorite creamers for my coffee if it's not like something, you know, already pre-made.
But I said, that's great. Every bar and every restaurant around the world has Bailey's creamer in there. And so for those of you who are like, well, I don't drink, they have non-alcoholic Bailey's, by the way. They just have the Irish cream. You don't have to get the whiskey. You can get it. And you know what? Have you ever gotten a coffee after like dinner, like a dessert coffee? Those are fantastic. They are really good. It's like a dessert in a cup, though. They hook you up with everything. So, yeah.
No, that's full transparency. I have coffee with brownies or cake.
Brownie and the cake. Right.
Yeah. Cookies. Yeah. Don't let me make some homemade cookies. I turn that coffee machine on in a second. The Lord knows. Yeah. I want some coffee and some cookies. Absolutely. Mm. Or a piece of pie. Shouts out to all my apple pie people. The apple pie and coffee is amazing. So, yes.
Well, look, you know, they got that Shamrock Shake that they used to have at McDonald's. I don't know if they're going to have that thing on special today, but, you know, that was in honor of. Anyways, just throwing McDonald's out there. Pull up on them.
No, that's good, but I ain't pulling up on no McDonald's. McDonald's, it don't agree with my system. Like, pray for me. It don't agree with my.
No.
Hey, I'll be the only one in the car talking about we got to go somewhere else. Yeah, everybody going to McDonald's. No, I ain't going in there. We got to go somewhere else. I can't do nothing with that. I got to work the rest of the day. Somebody help me. Help me, please.
Yeah, you got to be ready.
Listen, coming up next hour, we got our spiritual detox featuring a super talented pastor, worship leader. Listen, a musician, artist. He do everything. Videographer, entrepreneur. He got his own clothing brand. I can't brag on my brother enough. The super talented Jelani Oswald will be joining us. And Justin Adams with that famous sports report and much, much more. We're going to a break. We'll be right back. Keep it locked.
You tune into The Fix. The Fix is in.
I'm Justin Adams, and this is your The Fix Faith and Sports Report. The San Francisco 49ers are in the NFC Championship game for a third year in a row as they host the Detroit Lions on Sunday. And if you're a San Francisco 49ers fan, you're praying for good health, especially for the quarterbacks. Last year in the NFC Championship game against the Philadelphia Eagles, starting quarterback Brock Purdy left the game with an elbow injury, and at the time, backup quarterback Josh Johnson was injured with a concussion. It was so bad that running back Christian McCaffrey was throwing passes. Now in the offseason, Purdy was recovering from a torn ligament in his throwing elbow, and he didn't know if he would recover in time for the upcoming season. He talked about how that put things in perspective, especially his faith in Jesus Christ.
I didn't want to grip on to this life of, oh my gosh, I'm in the NFL. I have a starting quarterback role. I can't lose it. It was flipped. I was reminded, what Jesus had told us thousands of years ago in terms of don't try to hold on to your life. You're going to lose it, you know, and the world wants you to go this way or that way. And the minute you have fame and if you're trying to chase status and money and all this kind of stuff, you'll lose your life rather than, you know, denying yourself, picking up your cross, keeping my eyes on Jesus and his promises. And through that, like that's life. And that's a life worth living. And that's how you save your life. And that's in Christ.
Thanks to the Sports Spectrum podcast for the clip. Now, Purdy was not only healthy for the regular season, but he had one of the best seasons in team history, becoming the first 49ers quarterback in more than 20 years to throw for more than 4,000 yards or at least 30 touchdowns. Not bad for a player who is known as Mr. Irrelevant, as he was the final pick in the 2022 NFL Draft. I'm Justin Adams, and this has been your The Fix Faith and Sports Report. Now back to DJ Focus and Dice Gamble.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. Listen, it's time for our spiritual detox, and we got family on today. Let's be very clear. Been building with my brother for about a year now, and I'm excited because we talk about, like, artists being different in this space. So this artist we have right here, listen, first of all, he's a pastor. He's an entrepreneur. He's a go-getter. But let's talk about his art. He does not stay stuck in a box. We talk about it all the time within our genre, staying stuck in a box. So yeah, is he a bar spitter? Is he a praise and worship leader? He might even give you some Afro beats or some little reggae too as well. That's faith infused for all the couples out there to make sure that spice is still happening in that marriage too as well. So we ain't gonna keep him in no box. He's a super talented artist, musician, like I say, pastor, entrepreneur, the one and only Jelani. What's going on, brother?
Yo, what up? What up? What up? Jelani Oswald here. It's a blessing to be here focused. Listen, I'm humbled. We here at Sirius XM Radio Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It really don't get no better than this. I'm excited about it, man.
Yeah, you should be. And the thing about it is, you're absolutely right. We are blessed to be right here in the music museum history.
Crazy.
And yeah, to God be the glory. We right here in Cleveland, Ohio. We can say that. So come on, man. Talk about, I'm serious when I say, where do you think we are? Let's start it off since we talking about music first. Yeah. Where do you think we are when you talk about the culture, the state of gospel and Christian hip hop music? Where do you think we are?
Man, I lean toward having a prophetic utterance in terms of, so I don't always say something that's fun or that's widely accepted. But at the same time, what I will say first off is that the gospel is in the greatest place ever because it would never be taken off of its mantle, that the gospel changes lives when it goes forth. It always returns back something that it wants to achieve. When Jesus speaks through music, through people, through the word of God, through preaching, it always accomplishes what it needs to accomplish. And the fact that younger people, people in my age group, older, are continuing to do that in music and do that in a high quality way, in a way that is really able to be received by the church and the unchurched, I'm excited about that. And I'm excited in the time in which I'm being heard as a musician, because I feel like it isn't all in one box and people are able to receive me and hear me on different platforms and different angles. So I'm excited for that. I do think that sometimes artists, you know, I'm a New York City Nas inspired. I grew up listening to Jay-Z. I grew up listening to all those. So sometimes I long to hear those bar lords and those people that really got the intricate lyrical masterfulness that hip hop requires, whether it's fun hip hop music, whether it's introspective, whatever it may be. So I love to hear more of that in Christian music, but that's for sure. We in a good place, in a good space. And I think the genres continue to grow, especially with that USA Today that we recently just had, where they talked about Miles Manic and Hovey and all those dope dudes that. So I'm excited where we are and for what's ahead, for sure.
What do you think we need to prove at when you talk about, you know, because you brought up some very key points when you talk about sonically, how does our music line up with mainstream artists, some of the best that ever do? What do you think we need to prove?
I'm going to go non-music and how it affects the music. First, there's a lot of younger rappers and artists and in general, younger people that don't respect the generation before them. And it's not always because it's their fault. Sometimes the generation ahead of us were wounded by the church because doing rap and doing hip hop music wasn't accepted in the church the way it is now. A lot of pastors like myself are younger, so we want to see that in our communities, in our churches. So it's brought in more. But I really believe in a Titus 2 ministry and the Paul and Titus and Timothy kind of relationship, where we have to be rubbing shoulders with the generation ahead of us and the generation below us. If you're not equipping the next generation, I don't care how old you are, then what are we really doing to see the gospel multiply? So I think that's the number one thing. We need to see more collabs between, you know, the bigger artists, like the ones that are staples in our communities, the Lecraes, the Bizzles, like, and the younger artists need to say, like, yo, come on my record, jump on this record, we hot, let's do something together. Like, let's build more of a forceful community that can really work together and make music, and then cross genre wise. Like, Lecrae just did that record with Tasha Cobbs, but the interesting thing about it, that was like, while I was hearing it, I'm like, wow, I guess this doesn't happen that often.
It doesn't.
It really doesn't. And they got nominated for maybe, I think, a Grammy Award. And it kind of came out of nowhere off of Church Close 4. I'm like, this guy really is continuing to break barriers where I expected that those barriers should have been broken a long time ago. So hopefully we continue in that trend to say like, yo, let's get more. Even some of the CCM artists, I lead CCM every Sunday in my church.
Correct.
Like, let's really start continuing to collaborate more. And I think from there, in a diverse environment, we'll be forced to think outside the box. Because when you're sitting with your peoples in the studio and you listen to the same kind of beats to you, the same kind of records and the same kind of, you think it sounds amazing, but there's so much more in you that can happen when you bring other people into space with you.
No, I agree. And I'm glad you brought up that the CCM infused music, because I think KB does a great job of that. Mm-hmm. I know he's done with stuff with Brandon Lake and Jordan Sparks. Yep. Social Club has done stuff with Jordan Sparks. And even when you talk about the gospel artists, absolutely, you brought up Lecrae working with Tasha Cobbs Leonard, but also Jonathan McReynolds has worked with Bizzle, 1K Few. So yes, I know Mally Music has done some things too as well. So yes, we love that too as well. So come on, talk about your creative process. What does it look like for you when you go in the lab to make a song? Because you do it all. Like, you do it all.
Yeah, well, it's taken a lot of years of prayer and being around the right people that are encouraging to help me understand that I don't have to be one thing. That when I'm a pastor and I'm loving on the people that God has called me to serve in my local church community, that, you know, in order to write songs for the church, I should be writing songs with the church. So we started songwriting teams at our church, and we write, you know, CCM music, and sometimes it's alternative rock, and sometimes it comes out as different kinds of vibes. And then I write, you know, nationally with my denomination. We released a big record about a year and a half ago. And to be able to say, okay, when I'm with the church and I'm doing something for Sunday morning, there's the kind of people that come on a Sunday morning that they need to be encouraged and they need to worship in this kind of way. But then I'm from the Bronx. I'm from Spring Valley, New York. I'm Jamaican. So like, I can't get rid of who I am as a person, but I don't need to put the pressure on the church on a Sunday morning to be that for me. So I need to make that effort outside of the church to make a community of artists that and speak to a group of people that may never walk into the church, maybe wounded from the church or by the church, or may also feel like myself in the past, like they didn't have a place. So what's the kind of music for me? How is the gospel going to penetrate this community? And so my process is, when I'm with people, I'm 100% present, depending on the type of artist it is. I'm a beats, melody first kind of person. So if I hear a record, immediately I know my skill is more melodic, and I go melodic, and then I fill in lyrically afterward. But I love collabing. I love working with different engineers. I record out here. Shout out to the studio I go. Shout out to Tubi and Breakthrough Sounds. Dope studio here in Valley View. And they really just accepted me, and they got a great artist community there of Christian, non-Christian artists that really just want to grow. And my goal is to just be the best artist I can possibly be, best lyricist, best songwriter I could be, wherever I'm at, whatever the genre may be at the time. So whatever comes out, depending on what the vibe is.
Listen, DJ Focus, y'all see what it is. We got to go to a quick break. We're coming right back with more from Jelani Aswal. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix. You know The Fix is in.
I'm Dice Gamble from The Fix, and this is your News in 90. The Blockchain and Education Summit and Digital Civilization Conference returns once again to Oxford University from April the 9th to April the 11th in collaboration with the Knowledge Foundation and the University College Oxford Blockchain Research Center. Full of conferences that highlight artificial intelligence, technology, hacking, and blockchain, each session will have a speaker from a professional field of education that can better help you learn about knowledge tokens, intellectual property, and ways to use blockchain to purchase mobile phones, tablets, computers, games, textbooks, tuition, and more. Go to summit.immersiveeducation.org for more information. A fun fact secret about penny pinchers is out of the bag. $1 in $5 spent at the dollar store actually comes from a household that makes over six figures. Some hot ticket items that are purchased at the dollar store are greeting cards, pregnancy tests, candy, picture frames, plant supplies, tape, and party decorations. If you're looking to save some money in 2024, your local dollar store might be a great place to start. And there's no more fear of cell phones or laptops dying with the rise of the power bank. From low capacity to high capacity and even MagSafe compatible, power banks are becoming a popular option when purchasing an electronic device. No more looking for a charging station at the airport or having a cord stretched dangerously across a room. A power bank can save your your phone or your laptop's life. I'm Dice Gamble, and this has been your News in 90.
Welcome back. Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into the fix. Listen, still got our brother Jelani on kicking it with us. And you said a lot, especially when you talk about your creative process. So talk about this new set track you got out right now. I don't know if a lot of people know about it, but speak to the inspiration behind it and why make this track now? Because I feel like this track is different.
Yeah, man. All along. So back in 2020, I was one of those people that was excited, you know, that the pandemic was cooling down and things was opening up and, you know, Thanksgiving was coming, getting ready to see my mom. And, you know, earlier in that year, her cancer sort of took a turn for the worse. And when it took that turn, I kind of felt like God was saying, hey, this is we coming towards the end. And so I started a process of really just thinking through songwriting, through journaling, like what am I feeling? Like what's really on my mind and my heart? And honestly, when she passed the day before Thanksgiving, 2020, I really started a upward trajectory of me just being completely honest with myself of who I am as an artist, as a minister. And that really got me back in the lab in terms of hip hop. And I began to just catalog, yo, this is what I felt. This is what I felt back in 2000, whatever, when I had this encounter with that person. And let me start telling my story a little bit more. So just as a process of grieving her and grieving well, I began to write, and the song All Along came along. And it's one of my most personal songs that I ever released. And it really talks about the history of my mom, her coming from Jamaica, my siblings. I got two siblings out in L.A. Shout out to them. Shout out to Words Matter Podcast, 139 thousand subscribers for my brother. Shout out to him, Akil Octagod. So I'm excited that people get to hear now a side of me that they never heard. And I'm excited that this record is impacting people during the holidays in a way that I never expected it would, but knew that I had to release it around the same time that my mom passed away, because I know so many people are going through that person when you look at that table. They're not sitting there no more. And how do we deal with that? Because we got to face it.
Have you went through any therapy or any counsel for the grieving process? I know for me personally, I'm be honest with you, it was tough for me. I lost actually both of my parents within a 3-year period. Lost my dad first, and then about a year and a half almost later, lost my mom. And I know for me, it was horrible tough. And in the process of that, forgive me, lost my dad. My father-in-law passed first, then my mom passed. So you figure within my household, within 3 years, we lost three parents that were very crucial to us.
Feel like orphans, bro.
Yeah, very crucial to us. My father-in-law was a pillar for my wife. That was her heart. And not to say, shouts out to my mama-in-law. Yeah. If you're watching, I'm not saying my mama-in-law even, but she was very close with her dad. So that was, wow. In the process of me losing my dad, then she lose her dad, I don't know if I even really process or grieve totally. I couldn't, because I still had to comfort her. You know, because of course we the men, we still they need us to be strong at pockets. Like they don't need to for us to be bleeding down on them. So what was your process within your household specifically? I'm talking about with your wife. Was that a process for you?
Yeah, well, my wife, lovely wife of 12 years, Naija, man, it was crazy because my wife knew my mother better than I did.
Wow.
Because, you know, I'm a man and she's my son. I had a real strict, strong, black, Caribbean mother who came to this country with nothing and really built herself up and really tried to make the best future possible for us. So it was tough at times, you know, and she always wanted us to improve and be better and, you know, be solid individuals in this world. And my wife really, you know, took to that matriarchy and really came under my mom's leadership and was mentored by my mother. And they used to speak every single week. And my mom would call me looking for my wife. I'd be like, hey, mom, how you doing? She's like, oh, everything good. Where's Naija? You know, and it's like That made me smile because I know my wife gleans so much from her and from her story and from her corporate background. My wife is in corporate America kind of world. They shared that in common. And so it was hard seeing my mom lose a mentor, seeing my wife lose a mentor, and then seeing my sister lose a mother and my younger brother lose a mother. So immediately what I did, top of the year, I went to this like Making Peace retreat, which was like this, you know, this weekend where you go through this, you making peace with your, like, and beyond. You go deep into your past. You seek healing through Holy Spirit, through a great community. And then for 16 weeks or so or something like that, you do this follow-ups every week. So I did that. I did grief counseling. I took some of my family through grief counseling. We all did that. But truthfully, it took me a year to realize how much more I needed. Mm. So I'm the type to just jump into it head on. But even that's not wise all the time. Sometimes you got to chill to wait to figure out what you really need through this counseling journey. So all that to say, like, I'm looking for counselors now. I'm in a journey back on the market. Like, yes. There's another layer.
Yes,
there's another layer. And then things have manifested in me, things that I don't like, that have proven to me, yo, you need to, there's more that I want to do in you that God is saying, and I'm fine with that. So it's an ongoing journey. I think it ebbs and flows. I think grief, like one of my coworkers at the church said, it's kind of like a winding road. That's like a tree that just branches off more and more into different angles and branches you never really experience. And you got to explore those things. Otherwise we implode. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Come on, talk about this merch line, man.
Yeah.
Talk about the inspiration behind starting it and catch people up on what you got going on now.
Yeah, the brand started off really as like merch. Like I was releasing my first album, which is a worship record in 2018, The Revival Project. Thanks to Jeffrey Golden and some great artists that helped me put
shout
that project
to together. Yeah, that's our brother. Yeah,
he over at Potter's House and TD Jakes. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out to him and his beautiful wife and his kids. All that to say, started off and you know, I made my first t-shirt. I was looking at it today, like the shirt said, start a revival in your city. And that shirt didn't go nowhere. Nobody bought that. But failure is necessary to learn what you don't need to do anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I began to explore that. And then me and my wife, her being a fashion designer, a seamstress and in the world of fashion, she began to educate me on sustainability and fashion and fast fashion and what a good factory is versus some of the factories that we lean on to produce our overconsumed fashion in America. And as she educated me, I felt, man, as a believer, I got to have a sustainable brand. But to have organic cotton and to have that high quality garments, it costs a lot of money.
It does.
So the return is not going to be as great as you want it. But over time, if you're righteous in what you're doing, if you're ethical in what you're doing, God will do that. And so in 2020, we started a brand. Shut down for about a year to do some research on sustainability. Connected with a great factory out of Portugal to do my organic based stuff. And I work with a company out in LA and also make custom stuff here through my wife and through other artists in the area. And so it's all handmade, hand touched, organic cotton based. And it's called Messianic Supply Co. And really the tag of the brand is conversational starter streetwear depicting art and design that point to the Messiah. And the real inspiration for that is really that 16th, 17th century Baroque period of art. When you think of the Michelangelos and the Da Vinci's, and these people consistently depicted biblical imagery in their artwork, and it was accepted at the highest levels of the art world. Why not now? Why not now? I think we're in a renaissance of art in Cleveland. And so I'm happy to be a part of it. We recently opened up a retail space at City Goods, 1442 West 28th Street. It's a huge opportunity that really just fell on my lap, and God pointed, you know, so many signs to me like, yo, this is it. So we've been there a couple months, been going really well. We do e-commerce, brands online, messianicsupply.com and at Messianic Supply on Instagram. So things have been going well, and I'm excited because of the community that's building around this. One of the key community things we do is called the gallery. Mm-hmm. So I do periodical art pop-up events where I bring in up-and-coming streetwear brands in Cleveland. You know, I don't believe in competition. I believe that there's millions of people and there's enough for everybody to eat. So we bring in other streetwear brands that's up-and-coming. Shout out to some of the brands in Cleveland, Relic Clothing Company, You know, all these different brands has just been amazing. Working with my man Brian Mark Fine Art, working with Scobro and their clothing brand. So I'm excited about what God is doing there. St. Pierre is another dope brand in the city. Pray for Praise, another dope brand in the city. So yeah, that's people I'm working with and trying to do events with to really bring together art, but also redeem art for the kingdom and expose people to high quality of art that they can consume and be a part of as we push forward this movement.
That's super dope. So come on and give these people some of your arts in these bars. Give me one song. Give me 8 bars from one song and break down the message from it.
I said, I'm forever mixing up these genres like a chef. I'm forever humble, but I know that I'm the, I won't say it. And if I had a gun, I wouldn't spray it, but 2020 put me to the test. Because when they overlooked my work, I wanted to rip off my shirt and show them the S under my chest. Because I ain't even pull out of the tricks out of my chest. I know these couple verses put a hater voice to rest.
Break down the meaning of it.
Yeah, man. So that's really just the beginning of one of the flagship records I released coming out of that 2020 season. I think internally, when I look back on it, I think it was really a time where I was underestimating myself. And I'm sort of speaking to myself in a sense that, like, I got so much stuff that God has put in the treasure chest for me to pull out. And I'm afraid to pull it out because I'm afraid that I'll be alienated. And I'm afraid that if I am my full self, it won't be accepted. But that's really a lie from the pit of hell, because God made me who I am. And he made a particular set of people to connect with me. So that really is just the introduction to one of my songs called Chosen. Featuring Clifford Gray, my brother. Shout out to Cliff, man. City of God. 270,000 views on YouTube. This guy's going dummy over there in New York. But I'm excited to be able to show people more and do more of that in this season and really release some bars that I think is going to be epic and challenge people in a kingdom way.
Appreciate you coming through, man. Tell the people how they can connect with you, follow you on all your social media platforms, and please introduce your latest single.
Yo, what up? This is Jelani. Yo, so good to be with y'all, to be here in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Come on, let's go. This is Sirius. Jelani Aswad on Sirius XM Radio. You can find me on Instagram at Jelani Aswad, JelaniAswad. You can check me on my website, JelaniAswad.com. Hit me up. I love to send y'all a message, shoot y'all something. The clothing brand is Messianic Supply Co. Listen to this new single. It's called All Along.
Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix.
Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Are you tired? Worn out? Burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Can you hear Jesus say, come get away with me? Come spend every day with me? Jesus wants to hear you say, Lord, have your way with me. Christ says, it's safe here. You will never have to stray with me. Sky's blue or sky's gray, you can pray in me. Leave the light be on display with me. Your enemies are absolutely slayed with me. You never have to be afraid with me. Come get away with me. You can learn to be brave with me. Everything will be okay with me. Come get away with me. I'm Dice Gamble, and this has been your Quick Fix.
Shouts out to our brother Aha Gazelle. That's that flesh track right there. Ooh wee. That flesh is something else, Dice. That thing rides up. Get yourself caught up in something you ain't got no business in, huh?
Man, it's a dirty trick. But, you know, one of the things I've always learned about the flesh is it always wants to return to the dust. That's what the Bible says, is that man was made out of the dust of the earth. So anytime you give your flesh an opportunity to think for you, it's going to think from a deaf standpoint, because it doesn't know how to stop wanting what it wants. And it always wants way more than you need. And it's always wanting to return back to the earth. So that's why you have to have your spirit man intact, you know. We're living in two places at once, you know, so we've definitely got a heavenly mindset and spirit, but we're wrapped in this flesh. So it's like, it's a little bit of a battle, but you know, you stay balanced, you'll be good.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
Shouts out to everybody. Thank y'all for waking up with us. Another blessed, blessed day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we got an opportunity to see Kevin Gates on Breakfast Club yesterday, Dice.
Yeah.
I know I sent you the clip, and I watched the clip too as well. And he was talking about a suicide attempt that he was thinking about doing on himself, and mm-hmm. how he was in a depressed state. And again, I told you I sent it to you because it just touched me in a way. I really feel like we need to really get more serious about making sure our family, our loved ones, our friends, everybody we connect to are okay. Mm-hmm. You never know when somebody's in a dark place and they, to the point where he literally, like you said, Dice, you said it off air, you like, the brother say he going to the gym, get him a good workout. He going to take him a good shower, put on all his gold and some nice clothes, walk out the gym and push himself back. And not in those words. Everybody streetwise know we can't say the words he said,
but
in so many words, he was ready to go take his life, and he really feels like God intervened through a random fan that stopped him coming out the gym and just having a conversation with him and questioning some of his activity on social media and stuff.
Well, I mean, trust me, if you truly seek God, God shows up. God hasn't went anywhere, but I'm just saying you realize God's been there the whole time. That's really what happens. And sometimes God does have a divine meeting. There will be a divine intervention for you. And for those of you who've been suicidal, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's a trick of the enemy. This is why I can't stand it. It's a trick of the enemy to try to count you out of the blessings that God has for you in this life. It's sad, but you know what I mean? I love that he said, you really want to know God. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't going to be this. It was the money or somebody, I met who, said a certain thing. It was like, it was God who I was like, you got to show me God. And I love that he shared that part of his testimony, because that is how you really get close to God. Is you're like, no, God, I need you to show me, And I think sometimes you get closer to God in your darkest moments, So
Absolutely.
praying for all of you who battle that voice, but trust you, me, life is worth living. So y'all just make sure y'all, focus on that every day. Count the wins, the little things, and reach out and tell somebody if you are going through too. I like how he said, man, I'm gonna tell you this. I truly believe if he didn't share that with that man, he probably would have went through with it. He got it off his chest, and so sometimes it takes a stranger, somebody you don't know, so you don't feel judged, And shout out to all the people who've called me to talk to me, because that's been a part of my testimony too. It's like hearing the voice of the enemy. I've heard the enemy say, run your car off the road, drink the bleach. Oh yeah, bro. Oh, look, I got 1,000 of these. Like, yeah, drink the bleach. I remember one time I was like, Lord, what is it? And so when we talk about spiritual warfare and things like that, because you and I both know, folks, I ain't drinking no bleach. Okay. I like good food. I like sweet desserts, but people get attacked. Sometimes it's a mental thing. Sometimes it's a spiritual thing. Sometimes people try to put things on you, so it's like, and sometimes people watch movies over and over and again, and then they start to feel like they're hearing stuff, because they've been watching this, demonic thing. That's why you got the Bible's clear. Guard your gates, your ear gates, your eye gates, guard all your entrances. Any ways that the enemy's voice can creep into your life, it's important that you fill yourself up with the word each day. And that's what you lean on, even when you do hear that voice. You know what I'm saying? That's what Jesus had to do, in the wilderness for 40 days. Like, hearing the voice of the enemy. And I don't think anybody stops to think about, we just talked about this, in scripture, like the devil was talking to him. So if you are human on this earth right now and you hear a bad demonic voice, don't be surprised.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't be surprised. But the way God's voice is, God's voice is never going to harm you ever. It's never going to ask you to harm yourself or to harm others. I heard that voice before. Take yourself out, Dice. But you got to take everybody else out first. What kind of sick, twisted sympathy, evil. And then finally, when I learned, as that's the enemy, and he doesn't get to go to heaven. He is forever, ever, ever not going to heaven. And that is why he attacks us so hard, is because he wants some people to go with him where he will be forever. So once you realize that, you're like, oh, you tried to trick me, though. You was really trying to trick me, though.
Right.
Oh, so you was really wanting me to be cut out of all my blessings and meeting my creator and living for eternity, though. Yeah, you'll get mad about it after a while. You'll be like, you know what? I rebuke you. okay? I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Now go find something else. Go find somebody else to play with. That's what my mom used to say. Go, please go find you somebody else to play with. Because this one right here is covered by the blood of Jesus. Sorry, I had to give you that a little bit.
No. It's a real deal.
Vibe.
I'm ready. Listen, real talk conversation
ready,
coming.
Ready,
what y'all
ready,
thought?
Ready, ready, ready,
y'all
ready.
Gonna get this work, huh?
Yeah, real work. And it takes a little bit of work, but it's doable work. So y'all keep hope.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into the fix. It's time to get real in these streets, Dice. And you wanted to talk about it today, huh? How to feed your faith, huh?
Oh, I wanted to talk about it. Yeah, I did. I do want to talk about it. You know, why not? Why not? Let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, shoot, something God is always, you know, prompting me to do. And we so religious and spiritual. We always think we're going to say the same things. Get in your word, read your Bible, go to church, you know, pray. It's like there are other ways to feed your faith. Okay. Because faith is what kind of word? It is a action word. It's an action. What does that mean? I should be doing something concerning my faith. So how are you feeding your faith? And yes, we know the basics, like I said, you know, prayer, meditation, you know, tapping in, we know that. But this is where Christians get stuck. That's where church has a divide. And I have to put that out there because your faith is going to require more than just you knowing a scripture. So, you know, I'm sorry for those of you who have been failed in your faith because you didn't have a well-rounded faith teacher, but y'all gotta go do something. You gotta go do something. And if you're believing God for anything, you got to go do something. You have to put action behind it. So I just was like, let's bring this up. How are you feeding your faith? And this could be anything, whatever you believe in God for, you're going to have to feed it. So how do you feed a baby? You feed a baby, you know, like if you know that this child needs milk or vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin, you know, like, you know, that the building blocks of what the building blocks of health are, you're going to make sure you get that stuff to feed the baby. If the baby's allergic to regular milk and needs soy milk, you're going to go get the soy milk. Like, your faith has to be fed, but it has to be fed something that's going to allow it to grow. So I want to talk about that. Boom.
Well, let's put some Bible on that thing because you already came out the gate running. So we got to make sure we give them some Bible. Psalms 119, 105. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. And I brought that scripture up because when you first said it, listen, reading your word daily, you ain't going to be able to feed your faith if you ain't giving it nothing. That's why, what's that old thing they used to say in school? Reading is fundamental. Reading is knowledge. So, yeah, you have to feed your faith. You have to dive into the scriptures and make sure you understand every day that you need to dedicate time to read, meditate on scripture. That's the only way, you know. That's the first thing I say.
That's the only way, but it's a waste if you don't go do nothing.
It's a waste.
It's a waste. It's a waste.
It is a waste.
You can read till you're blue in the face, Focus. Some of y'all so Christian. Yeah, you can quote 29 scriptures, but I ain't never seen you do a piece of missionary work outside of a church wall. So feeding your faith. Yeah, go ahead.
We going there today.
Let's go. We gonna be basic.
You about to get the dicer.
No, I'm just saying. Read all you want. Read till you pass out. Some of y'all just read to go to sleep. You don't even care. You just read it because you're like, oh, I know it's going to knock me out when I get in the book of song. Yeah, it is.
No melatonin tonight, huh?
The word of God is the best CBD oil you ever need. You know what I'm saying? You don't need nothing else. Just open up book of John. You be out in like 30 minutes. Like, it's a wrap. But I'm just saying, like, we're so spiritual, as we should be, but I think we've stopped there, and that is what makes a lukewarm Christian. That's it.
That's been in our spirit for a while now. That's
you do nothing.
We're talking about that a lot now, Dice.
Well, you brought it up. I didn't even want to talk about it, but since you was like, let's talk about it, I'm like, well, now we can't untalk about it because, yeah, the call out is there. Early January, like, people are getting called up over here. So, yeah, hey, if you logged on today, you're getting called up. And not just because we're irritated with the masses, it's just because this is something God does. Iron sharpens iron. But we do a lot of studying, a lot of begging God. This is why some churches I can't get with, because y'all just beg God. Y'all Ooh. Don't do no work.
None.
Why you begging God? God already said he'd do it. You ain't got to keep begging God. He said it's done, actually. Those were the words. It is finished, you know? And I love how it's finished and God is still doing, you know, like that's his grace and his mercy. But I'm just saying,
they ain't doing nothing.
If you don't put anything behind, you can go pray all you want. You can pray for 2 hours in your closet, tears streaming down your face, worn and the spirit screaming, yelling, Ashanahana, go for it. But if you don't go put any action behind that prayer, what are we talking about? Ain't no faith.
Ain't no faith at all.
In that. Them just words. Mm-hmm. Oh, the word said. And God said. Well, God said it, but what you gonna go do? What are you gonna go do?
Well, let's talk about it, Dice. Serve others. I think Galatians 5:13, serve one another humbly in love.
Go ahead.
Listen.
Go ahead. Bring it up.
No, go do something. Like you say, go serve somebody. Go do something. Stop thinking
about
yourself.
They're not going to do that. They're begging for a new business, but won't go work at somebody else's business for free and just help them out every Saturday morning getting it started or doing the paperwork. So, no. Mm-mm. No. You got to sow where you want to go. And so, yeah. How are you feeding your faith? Because that is one way that you feed your faith. You must sow a seed. Seed time harvest. That's a, you know what I'm saying? That's a whole thing. That's a whole vibe, like biologically in the earth and spiritually. So yeah, definitely serve and focus. That's a great way to plant the seed and feed your faith. But also you just doing what you are called to do where you are. And I think this freezes a lot of people. And you got a really great testimony about doing a radio show on your phone or something. Like you didn't have what you didn't have what you needed, but you knew what you were called to do. So you like, that's the way that you feed your faith, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of people telling you, you need a bigger space, you need a better microphone, you need a microphone. And then like, regardless of all that chatter, you're like, well, I'm just going to start because I got to feed my faith. Yeah.
You know, the funny thing about that is, shouts out to YouTube University. I went on YouTube. I can't take no credit for it. I saw a gentleman on YouTube and literally he said, if you want to start your radio show from the ground up, this is all you need. This smartphone can help you do everything you need to do. So I saw a YouTube tutorial. Mm-hmm. And yes, all I had was a 4-channel Behringer mixer. I had an iPhone and I had internet. So what did I do? I went and I put a playlist in my phone, had that screen up. Then I had my microphone screen up. So all I did was connect my iPhone to the back of the mixer, go on, literally got one screen up with the online platform that I was broadcasting on in the background, got one screen with my playlist. So I'm looking at these two screens and I would just go back and forth. So once the signal was on, I knew it was on. It wasn't going to go off until I hit stop. So I would go back and forth. Hey, we're getting ready to go to music break, introduce the music and play the music from the iPhone. When I came back from break, all I would do is use the microphone on my iPhone and just start speaking into it like I'm speaking right into this microphone, this Shure microphone you see right now. So, and I did that for 4 months before I got into a real studio. Two times a week, every Tuesday and Thursday for 4 months.
So Focus said he fed his faith, he did the research, he listened, and then he actually made a move to go do what he had just learned after sitting up underneath YouTube University, and he used what he had right then and there with no complaints. So you got to go do something. You got to go learn something new. That's a way to feed your faith, you know, and then you got to put the action behind it. Go find what you got to do the thing that you want to do right now and do it. Like, don't second guess it, do it. But that's a way to definitely feed your faith. And I'll be real with you. Some people don't want to ask nobody for no help.
Oh, well, good luck with that. Good
but I'm just saying, that. Yeah, good I got a great idea. That. I got this idea. Got a great idea. Got a great idea. Got a great, some people in hell got great ideas. And I'll be real with you. That great idea might just be 6 feet under with you, but it's like, feed your faith as you're going along. Go somewhere, sit up underneath somebody, learn something. Same thing with church and also, but the same thing with your skill or trade. Like, go learn something for somebody else. Get in that atmosphere. There are some women who want to have babies. This is a big deal, an issue nowadays, because some women can and some women can't. But I'm going to suggest, why don't you go volunteer at the hospital where the babies are born? Go volunteer. Feed your faith. God, I'm believing. I'm believing. But go love on some other people who already got what you got and serve them. Be around them, like you're saying. You know what I'm saying? But open up your faith. And you never know. God might have something in that space because you're not afraid. I'm just going to show up. I'm going to show up. I want to know what's going to happen. And you have to kind of walk yourself through it in advance. You know, if you're a true believer, you see it. You got to be able to see it. The Bible says to write the vision and make it plain. So you have to see something first.
Yes.
You got to see it. You got to be able to see it. If you can't see it, you can't have it. That's a word from the Lord God. If you can't see it, you can't have it. That is it. So you need to spend some time visualizing the things that God is going to bring in your life. And it's funny because people do the vision boards and stuff. That's cool. You got a vision board. But sometimes that vision board can limit your vision.
Facts.
Because you ain't going to find a photo of somebody that did something that ain't never been done, which is what you're called to do. So you'll be sitting there stuck in your house like, I don't know anybody. You said this before. He was like, I didn't even know anybody who was doing radio. You told me a long time ago and I was cracking up because I was like, yeah, because you had to go do the fix because ain't nobody doing it. So it's hard to find mentors to do it because it's like, yeah, ain't nobody on the level I'm trying to be on or talking about the stuff I'm trying to talk about. So I guess I got to do it. Yeah. But anywho, I love this type of stuff here because I think we get stuck in other people's worlds and we're too busy following man and not following God. So it's like you get frozen and don't know how to feed your faith, but it's kind of like the Noah effect. It's going to rain. Ain't never rain. What is rain? We'll talk about it later, but build this huge ark
right
in
now.
The middle. Yeah, because I'm mad at everybody and I'm tired of everybody, but I want to save you and your family, okay? And a few of these little animals. So,
and
yeah.
Hurry up, too, because hurry up before I change my mind. He's like,
right away.
Right now. He was very clear. Now, Noah.
Yeah, right away.
Right? So we're talking about it, feeding your faith. We got to go to a quick break. We're coming right back with more. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Yes, sir. We're back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. In the middle of this real talk conversation today, we're just talking about it, feeding your faith, the importance of feeding your faith. And I know, Dice, we got to talk about it a little bit, fasting and praying. I know a scripture that came to my mind was Matthew 6, 16 through 18. It says, when you fast, do not look sober as the hypocrites do, for they delight in their sinful ways. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know. I think a lot of people, they don't challenge themselves to go to a new level in their faith. I think the ultimate challenge for me personally is fasting. Like, to say and to really do and sacrifice and give something up that you know you want. Let's be very clear, especially for me. I know I can speak from, you know, all my food eaters out there. And I know you talk about it too as well, Dice. You love eating food. Anytime I do a pure fast, let's be very clear. The Lord knows I am sitting there like, I am grateful, God, but please know that this is a sacrifice for me. Oh my goodness. Especially when I'm on my specific fasts and maybe my wife is not fasting with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she won't, and I have to still sit there. And I'm in the house and I feel like she, listen, I don't think she does it intentionally, but it just seems like it's always something gourmet that is always like that I really want to have. It's a steak. It's a lasagna in the oven that is just brewing up. And I'm sitting here with my alkaline water and I got my Bible and I'm trying to pray to God. Lord, please don't let me go get a plug of that lasagna. But no, the sacrifice and fasting and prayer, no, it has taken my faith to a whole nother level. I'm serious when I say, I am definitely at a place now where it's not a struggle anymore like it used to be, but it was hard at first. It was hard. And I knew for the most part, I've done other fasts where I haven't given up food. I've given up other things, you know, TV. Mm-hmm. You got a list. But I'll be honest with you. God speaks to me the clearest when I sacrifice that food. I'm be totally honest with you. When I do that pure fast, he speaks to me clearly because he know. Yeah. The Lord knows fried chicken ministry is in my spirit. It's just all in my blood, Dice. So I'm sorry. I know you don't indulge, Dice, but it's a fried chicken ministry in my spirit somewhere. I don't know what I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know how long it's been since I had fried chicken, but I don't know. I think it's okay to eat what you want to eat, but it's funny when you started that sentence, you were talking about fasting and prayer. I was like, yeah, some people need to fast. You know, they've been begging God to be smaller and you just need to stop eating. Like, give up one meal. You know what I mean? Feed your faith by not feeding your face, you know? And it's just like that. But if we do everything unto God, we will walk through that season or the feeding our faith thing that we're doing with so much fuel. Like, we'll be excited. Like, but anyway, there are many different ways to feed your faith. And you are right. If you want to change your diet or where you are from a health standpoint concerning your diet, or maybe it's weight, you know, diabetes, high cholesterol, whatever. If you believe in God for a different body, you have to start eating different. You got to switch that up. But listen, some of y'all need to create a group text, you know, and let people know what you're going through too. You don't have to do this faith feeding alone. I always say the enemy gets you alone, and that's his favorite place to have you is in isolation, because he's going to instill doubt. He's going to tell you to go back. He's going to say, nobody's watching. Nobody knows that you said you was going to stop, you know, whatever you're doing, you know. And then here's the thing. You can set reminders on your phone every 2 hours to feed your faith. What am I going to do in the next 2 hours? I'm going to pray, or I'm going to ask God for whatever, this type of wisdom, or I'm going to look for scripture to do this, or I'm just going to do the research on where I'm believing God said to go, you know. So set yourself up well when it comes to feeding your faith. I love this fact that we can start the little groups online now. I know we have our chat group for The Fix. We have a chat group for Holy Culture. You know, we have different groups. So it's like you can start your own little chat group and say, hey, guys, I am walking through a season of feeding my faith. These are the things I'm looking and praying for from God. I'm looking to God for these things. Can you let me know of any tips or any direction or any scriptures that, you know, Lord might put in your spirit, you know, right here in this particular chat? Like, set yourself up well for the future that you know God has shown you. Like, you don't have to just... People be like, I'm waiting on God. But God waiting on you. And you have not because you ask not. So God is going to do what God going to do. God has already done what God said he was going to do. But this is our moment. You know, like, we don't get to pick the time we get here. We don't get to pick the time we leave in. So it's like we get the dash in the middle. And that dash needs to be full of us feeding our faith. And then walking by faith and just being fueled by faith. Like, that's how other people really come to know Christ, is we're talking about our faith through our experience, our testimony, and how God has continued to build our faith. Because I'll be real with you, my faith was not on this level that it is now 35 years ago. Not at all. You know, and trust me, you know,
let me find out you ain't had that super faith all your life.
Super faith. Super faith. Like, stupid. My husband can't stand me. He be like, you just be believing God for anything. I said, I be believing God for everything. Mm-hmm. And I believe ridiculously. Like, my faith don't even make no sense. I walk around the house talking billionaire talk. Why? Because I don't want to wait till I have that and then get the mindset, because I'll screw it up with my six-figure mindset, you know, when I get seven figures. I'm talking about right now.
I wish you. No,
yeah, I'm just saying, but you know, I received that you said I had seven figures right now. You can't take your blessing back.
I don't want to take it back.
Give me that one.
We got seven figures. Well, it's already there.
So Focus said we got millionaire mindset right now, but I am focused on making sure I study on what to do with the billionaire mindset, because that's how the enemy trick us like that.
Thank you, God, for eight.
Eight is the number we want. So I just believe, and it's so funny. And I don't know why I feel like people kind of are getting beat up in January, but here's the deal: if God has done it for somebody that you see on TV, God can do it for you. Mm-hmm. They're not better than you. You know what I'm saying? They're not better than you. They're God is no respecter of person. So regardless of where you're from, what you have now, or you know, what you think. And I know this to be true because I'm not the most intelligent person. I got way more street smart than I do book smart. But I'll tell you this right now, I know my way around any situation at this point, not because I'm so awesome, but God has taken me through so much. I now know how to act. I know how to activate my faith. I know mm-hmm. how to really, you know, say, all right, I'm about to walk in full faith on this one. And God just shows up, because that's what God tests. That's what God blesses. Mm-hmm. That's what God looks for. He ain't looking for nothing else but the faithful ones. So it's like, if I know God is looking for my faith when he looks at me, I need to be what? Feeding my faith, growing in faith. But I got to feed my faith in order to grow. Otherwise, it's going to be malnourished. And when it's time for you to use it, you're going to be weak. So anyway.
That's good. Listen, I'm going to put some more Bible on that thing.
Go ahead. Go put some more Bible.
Yeah. Let's go back to the Bible.
Go ahead.
I want to make sure they hear from the Lord. I want to make sure they hear from the Lord. Listen, Jesus is the example. I keep telling y'all. Ephesians 5, 1 through 2.
What do you say?
Follow God's example, therefore, as a dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. So, we need to continue to strive to embody Christ-like character. That's going to build your faith up. I'm telling you. Again, that's why I say it every day. Jesus is the example. I want y'all to get that in y'all spirit. Stop listening to all these religious people. I'm telling you, sometimes they be too religious, Dice. I be like, oh, Lord, I love you, Pastor, but you're too religious. I need you to get back to who we need to make sure we are representing, following, and the examples that are plain as day right here for us, which are the examples that Jesus constantly gives. You say it all the time, Dice, red letters. They right there. I need to embrace them more.
That was his big deal. I thought you were gonna go to your John, you know, truly I say unto you, if you have faith small as mustard seed, right? You can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. So it's like, look at it. I'm trying to tell you, man, like, your faith can move mountains. I'm a witness to that. But you do have to feed your faith. Like I was saying, your baby faith is not going to be like a mature, you know, type of faith. And it goes through seasons, and that's okay. You don't got to beat yourself up for it, you know? But you should be feeding your faith. And feeding your faith means you need to be believing things before you see it. You need to put yourselves in rooms that you feel you don't belong in, but get in there anyway. Everybody in here got way more than me. So if you know you're supposed to have what they have, put yourself in the room. You know what I mean? I never forget. I got so many of these stories. I was working for Keep Sweat at the industry in Atlanta, and he would throw these parties. So you would have a lot of people come downstairs. He'd throw these white parties. That was his vibe. And I never forget, one day I didn't have any shoes. I had like these bootleg, like white sandals. And, but one of my friends was like, I got a white dress for you, girl, you know, and I had to borrow it. You know, and it is what it is, but I went to the party anyway. Turned all the way up, met a lot of people that I actually know now. And to this day, nobody ever says, I remember them shoes you had on. But I had to get over the fact that I didn't have what I wanted, and what the dress I was wearing wasn't mine, and just get myself in the room. I'm like, I feel like I need to be in here with everybody. Escape, you name it. I'm in here with everybody. I remember I posted a picture and they was like, when'd you meet Tiny? I'm like, I done met all these people. You know, Jermaine Dupri, everybody. I'm in the room. And when I was in the room, they didn't look at me like, oh, she shouldn't be here. Like, wasn't anybody even looking at my shoes, you know? But that's how the enemy kind of gets you to not feed your faith. He'll be like, oh, you ain't together. Okay. But I know I'm supposed to be over here. So let me go on over here. And then these people are going to help me get together. Then I'll look at them and I can see how I'm supposed to get together. I got to feed my faith. If I can't see it, I'm never going to have it. I have to be able to see me the way God sees me and where God sees me. For it to become so.
That's
so, yeah,
good.
I'm hoping you guys feed your faith today.
Please feed your faith. Shout out to all the married couples.
I mean everything.
I just feel a make it last forever spirit in the air. Just make it last
make
forever.
It last forever.
Make it last. Shouts out to the sweat man. Listen, we got to go to a break. We coming right back with more. Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Shouts out to our sis, Linga the Boss.
That
thing right there is fire. That song featuring Kid Lee. Thank y'all for waking back up with us.
Yeah.
Listen, tap into now. The Fix and all our West Coast West Side of Riders, we bless y'all. We thank y'all for waking up early into Moulton with us.
And what's up?
Listen, everybody who's just, first time or just new to watching and listening to us, listen, please follow us on all our social media platforms at The Fix Radio Show. That's D-A-F-I-X-X Radio Show everywhere, Instagram, Facebook. Please go over to YouTube and subscribe to our channel. Like, comment, subscribe. Mm-hmm. And listen, please put that notification bell on so you can get all them great spiritual detox interviews that Dice and I do. So much content. I think we got 72 videos over there, if I'm not mistaken. So
come on now.
And we still
come on, 72.
So, yeah. Go on and just go on and listen. It got to be something that can bless you. It got to be something.
Got to.
One of them videos that can bless you. Got to be. That's a lot of videos for it to be Poo Poo City. That's my pawpaw would say. Poo Poo City.
Poo Poo City.
Dice, happy birthday to who today?
Well, happy birthday to everybody who has a birthday on January the 25th. But I just want to give a special shout out to the singer, the first one actually, who received 5 Grammy Awards at once. Okay. For Fallen in 2001, Miss Alicia Keys herself, just trained in music. Shout out. She's married to Swiss Beatz. Fun fact, I met him in a studio in Atlanta, Georgia a long time ago. And they thought I was Beyonce. But anyway, Vladimir Zelensky's birthday is today as well. Turn up. And guess what? Jennifer Lewis. I love her. Movie actress. She turned 66 years old today. And last but not least, Pooh Man turns 52 years old. And he is a rapper. For those of you who do not know Mr. Pooh Man, he was back there in the 90s. He appeared in the film Menace to Society, grew up in Oakland, California. And he is featured with rapper Too Short on Funky As I Wanna Be. I can learn today. These Aquarius has been holding it down. There's been some fire little January birthdays going on. So shout out to all the mothers who was, cuffed up around Mother's Day.
Yeah, they were doing something cuffed up. That was a great way of putting it, cuffed up.
Around Mother's Day.
Yeah, shout out. Happy birthday to everybody. Anybody celebrating birthday today, do want to wish you a happy birthday. Great day. Stay out the way too as well, and just mm-hmm. be cool with all that communion. Just slow down on the communion, all right? Thank you. It's a communion drink out there. I just know it's somebody out there that drinks just one too many, Dice. We just need to, just have the two and just go home. Just have the two.
Limit drink on y'all today. Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see somebody right now at a bar like, I heard on The Fix. I should only have
two. Yeah, just two. Just two. Because after two, you start making wrong decisions.
Especially
if you ain't married. So I'm just saying. Right, especially if you're single and you want to stay and satisfied and wait on the Lord.
Don't drink it all. Let it go.
Well, yeah, that too. But, I'd rather be real. Everybody, some people, like a little taste.
A little champagne. Ain't nothing wrong with taste.
Yeah, wine, if you can have it.
Little drink.
You can have it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even if it's a couple shots of liquor or something, if you can have it, cool. Know for me, I can't do it. I pop two bottles. Shots. Yeah, I ain't. That don't even make good sense to me to have a shot of liquor. I see people do it, but I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me. I can't think of it.
Just don't do it. I'm for real. It's a lot of people all or nothing out there. So
yeah, it's put up a shut up. I come from that. Put up a shut up. Yeah, put up a shut up. Oh, we. Listen, coming up, we got the quick fix from Dice Gamble. So keep it locked for that. And we got much more. We're going to a break. Keep it locked. You're tuning to The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
And we back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. And thirsting for the Lord and His righteousness Thursday in the books.
Wow.
Thank y'all for waking up with us, taking this ride with us. Ooh, this 4-hour ride is a beautiful thing. Shouts out to everybody who, if you're just starting to listen to us and you start to tap in with us on the West Coast, we thank y'all for waking up and spending a little time with us before you, hit the road and leave your household. Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate you. And definitely tell somebody about everything we're doing right here on The Fix Radio Show, as well as here on Holy Culture Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 140. Listen, every church member, every person in your circle should know about us. We are the only dedicated 24/7 Christian hip hop, urban gospel, rhythm and praise, faith infused. Listen, whatever you want to call it. Listen, the gospel being pushed through hip hop and upbeat music right here on Sirius XM. So we need to continue to tell everybody about what we're doing right here on SiriusXM Holy Culture Radio, all the amazing shows. Shouts out to Listen Our Sis, Don't Touch That Dial, Raina Day, and Aunt Davis will be joining us, joining y'all right after we come off. And then we got What Is Bees Like today at 2 p.m., as well as the world famous Wado Radio Show at 6 p.m. Those are our weekday shows, and we got so many on the weekend, I can't even keep up with them. Shouts out to DJ I Rock Jesus, Jay Williams, Paradox, with the Christ Revolution Show, the King's Movement, Pastor Phil, 116, shouts out to everybody over Reach Records and 116. Listen, we got content on content on content on content.
Right.
Shouts out to Cross, too, as well. We got somebody new to the family, Dice. Cross,
let's go.
Got the man up situation with the young boys, mentoring the young boys.
I love that.
And that's amazing. So I that comes on Thursday nights. Tonight, yeah.
Nice.
I believe it comes on tonight, but check, definitely check. Go to holyculture.net to check the listing for all the shows, just in case if I'm missing a specific time or a specific show. We got everything you need over here. We got plenty of shows, plenty of music, great conversations. We just need y'all to continue to spread the word, what we're doing over here, right here on Holy Culture Radio, Sirius XM. So that's my spiel, and I pray that y'all listen. Just listen for a change. Just go tell somebody.
Just listen.
Sometimes we don't do right sometimes. Like, we just don't do right.
I feel that.
And we don't listen, and just listen. Share. Tell everybody, every church should know about us.
Right.
Every household that love the Lord should know about us. We are dedicated. Listen, take us everywhere. Download the app on your phone. That way, it don't matter where you're at. Hop in your car, Bluetooth it to your car. Hop at the gym. You know, put them earbuds in and go to work. Listening to some great quality music, some conversations, and everything else. So,
absolutely,
we love y'all. Listen, how good was that convo, Dice? When you talk about feeding your faith, and listen, I have to. You know where I need to feed my faith at is these national cookie and brownies and pie days. I gotta get my faith right. Lord help me.
Don't even.
I was tripping because I sure wanted one you said the pecan. I wanted the pecan with the French vanilla ice cream. Oh my goodness.
I just think they go together. I'm with you.
They do.
Yeah. Those two. I don't know if there's a better fire combination. I mean, to your point, the pecan, the peach cobbler, and even the apple. Those go hard with the ice cream.
Butter pecan ice cream, absolutely.
Yeah, they go hard with the ice cream, So, you know, y'all stay on y'all diet. I know it's still the top of the year, but you know what? If you get a little cheat day, you know, go ahead. Listen, enjoy yourself.
Do some crunches afterwards.
I'm doing them like after I eat my Girl Scout cookies when they come in. So shout out to whoever my husband worked for.
The Thin Mints, Lord help me.
They got a whole new cookie this year, too, by the way. My husband's like, how many of these you want? You know, you got to support the babies. You know, it's all about the kids.
Is that what it is? Is it your baby or the baby?
Yeah, the Samoas, the Do-Si-Dos, the Thin Mints, No, it's all about the kids. It ain't got nothing to do with us. So you just buy a couple boxes, you put them in the freezer, and then you got them all year round. You know, four boxes of each one. You know, because. And listen, they're a grip too. We probably spent about $80 on cookies for no reason, and that's only like a few boxes because the price is going up. But guess what? Once a year, don't play. Some of y'all been out here selling these Girl Scout cookies around all year round. I don't want them.
Shame on y'all.
I only want the ones that you can get once a year. I want those Girl Scout cookies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make me wait for it.
Well, I'm going to give y'all a cheat code for all my people that really like ice cream like I do. It's a cold situation when I get them Thin Mints. And I go ahead
put
and
put them in the freezer.
I ain't put nothing in the freezer. I pull the ice cream out of the freezer. I pull the butter pecan ice cream out of the freezer. I put about 3 scoops into my blender situation or whatever it's called. My wife got one of them fancy things.
She got Vitamix.
She got that. And she got it's like a blender situation or whatever. So, boom, 3 scoops in there and just dump a whole roll of cookies. I'm sorry. Just dump whole roll of cookies in there. Just a whole roll. And you just sprinkle a little bit of whole milk. Just a little bit. Just so it break it up a little bit.
Right. Just so it break
it. And that thing gonna go around in that circle and chop that thing up. And when you shake that thing into that cup.
Man, what happens?
Get out my way.
Yeah, right.
That's how she say, get out my way.
Get out my way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I think it's called a malt.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I think so. That's what I think I'm telling y'all and giving y'all the cheat code for a malt.
Ice cream with the
ice cream malt. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
Listen, y'all heard it here first. Girl Scout cookie ice cream malt right here on The Fix.
Solid.
Focus made it up. Don't even try to put it on the internet without giving his Cash App.
Listen, please do. Please do. Lord help me. But yeah, just listen. You know how they say drink responsibly?
Eat
your cookies responsibly. Because you'll eat a box of them Girl Scout cookies and don't even realize
it. No, I'll be real with you. You will eat that whole box if somebody don't stop you and be like, excuse me. That whole, what do you call it? The whole roll or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, the whole roll.
Yeah, yeah.
But have you ever ate the whole box and then just flipped it around and looked at the calorie intake? No, I just, because your eyes get big, you're like, oh, Lord. You going to tell me that this whole box that I thought was only for me, four people were supposed to consume it. Four people. This is four servings, four people. And the calorie intake is somewhere in the 320s per two cookies or something. So you do the math on that. No, I'm telling the truth. Look at the back, guys.
I know, but I'm gonna flip it over first, focus before I eat.
You done ate 2,000 calories. You done ate 2,000 calories, and you
in
know
less
you still
than 20 hungry. Minutes, right?
And you know you still you can eat a whole meal. That was nothing.
That was an appetizer. Yeah.
That was an appetizer. So, yeah. Shouts out to y'all. Listen, shouts out to my brother, Jelani Oswald, coming through. Super dope. Yeah. Listen, go support my brother. He got some super talented, super amazing merch. Forgive me, but he is a super talented artist, musician. Listen, worship pastor at Grace Church. So, yeah, man, definitely go support my brother. Mm-hmm. And listen, buy all the gear you can from him. Stream all this music. He got so much music. So yeah, just go support my brother. Shouts out to Jelani for coming through. That's it. We got to get out of here, Dice. I tell y'all know what it is tomorrow. To win a prescription. You thought it was soft? You thought it was soft?
Win a prescription.
Did you think it was soft? Okay. So yeah, we got Timo. We're going to put in front of you and we're going to, you know, just listen. If these winning prescriptions stink, I need y'all to start DMing us.
No.
In the chats and say they think.
They're not
I
want to
hear. I want to hear.
I don't want to hear. No.
I've been wanting to have a back to back with somebody. I just feel a back to back in my spirit. Mm-hmm. So I just want to, you know, what I'm saying, go. So, but anyway, the winning prescription going tomorrow. It's a whole music situation. We got a lot of new music we playing to as well. So that's the thing you get on Friday too.
First of all, it's always new music.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't never not new music. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've never just had a. No, we've never just played a set of 10 and something wasn't new in there. But it's new to a lot of people, though. I'll be real with you. I do get that feedback. Like, people haven't heard. You even say it. I say it, too. Like, I've never heard that song before. You'd be like, that song came out in 2009. But it's new because a lot of people didn't have platforms and a lot of people didn't push their music. And then it's just some fire stuff on these albums that y'all haven't heard. And I think you got two DJs over here digging in the crates. So, But anyway, to your point, it's going to be crazy.
Yep. And you already know, once that's over with, you might as well just keep it locked because Lil Sis going to join us. Charlotte Love going to come on with that Unsaid Truth.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's going to be. Whew.
Oh, my goodness. Charlotte Love, listen, shouts out to our Lil Sis. She is not playing. Charlotte Love come on business. And she represent for the millennials, the Gen Zs, and she tired. I promise you, she keeps saying she tired of these religious folks, and she ain't letting off the gas. So she got questions, she got topics, and she won't answer. So tap in, tell all the the pastors.
I was gonna say if you're a pastor, any type of pastor, y'all need to be tuning in on Fridays for real. Yeah. I think she might turn your whole church around for you. You wondering why you got some problems, and I think she has some great solutions that could definitely change your church.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Every Friday, the Unsaid Truth. So tap in. We gone. Love y'all. Have a great day. We'll catch y'all tomorrow. Same time, same place. As always, remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be the goal. The Fix is in. We out.
Peace, y'all.